Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yod, Mishnah Dalid. In this Mishnah and the rest of the Perek will talk about a Ir Hanidahat, which is a town where the majority of the people worshipped Avodah Zarah, and therefore we destroy the entire town. We're bringing it up because we mentioned in Perek Tet, Mishnah Aleph, all the Averot that the punishment is Hereg, beheading. Normally, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, a person is executed by Sekilah, by stoning. But when dealing with an Ir Hanidahat, they get the punishment is hereg, is beheading. The Ir Hanidahat is a town in Eretz Israel where the majority of its residents eventually worshipped idols. Some of them were the insiders. They corrupted everybody else to worship Avodah Zarah. There are many Pisukim here that deal with it, and it probably is easier to look inside with the Humash. To read over this portion first. It's in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel to Yud Tet. So it could pay to read those Pesukim, and then the following three Mishnayot will become easier to understand. Mishnah says, Anshe Ir Hanidahat En Lahem Helek La'olam Haba. The residents of an Ir Hanidahat, the corrupted town, have no share in the world to come. Shene'emar, like the Pasuk says, Ya'atze'u Anashim Bene Bilya'al Mikirbecha. Pasuk here says that people who have no law have come out of your midst and they corrupted the residents of their town. The word Beli Ya'al, which we translated as lawless, could also be read Beli Ya'al. They will not rise. They're not going to be part of Tehiyat HaMetim. They're not going to rise in the end of days. And therefore, they're not part of the world to come, Olam Haba either. Hachamim tell us that we're talking here about people who manage to escape the execution and the punishment for worshipping idols. But if they did get executed and they had their body decay in the ground, that would atone for their avera, and they would be part of the Olam Haba and Tehayat HaMetim in the end of days. To be considered an Ir Hanidahat, there has to be four different conditions that happened. That's what the Mishnah will talk about. Ve'ena neheragin. People are not beheaded as members of an Ir Hanidahat unless ad sheyehyu madiheha me'ota ha'ir, until the insiders, people who pushed others to worship Avodah Zarah, are from that town, a residence of that town. Number one. Number two. U'me'oto ha'shevet, and they're from the same tribe. They're from the same tribe as everybody else. This is all learned that from the Pesukim. Ve'ad shiudah ruba. And then most of the town has to have been corrupted where they worshipped Avodah Zarah. And then lastly, ve'ad shiyadihum anashim. And men have to be the ones who corrupted them. These are the four conditions. But if these four conditions are not met, for example, hidihuha nashim uktanim, if women or children corrupted the town, or shehudah miuta, or only a minority of the town worshipped Avodah Zarah, or shehayu madiheha chutzala, or the insiders or the corruptors to push people to worship Avodah Zarah were from outside of the city or from a different shevet, hare elu kiyahidim, then everyone who worshipped idols is looked at as an individual, not as an Ir Hanidahat, and therefore their punishment is stoning. They're not looked at as Ir Hanidahat, where the punishment is beheading, but individuals who would be stoned. Usrichin shene aidim v'hatra'a lekol ehad ve'ehad. Two witnesses and a warning are needed for each and every person. The townspeople over here, the idol worshippers, have to have been seen by witnesses, and those witnesses have to testify against them in court, and they have to have had a warning beforehand not to commit the sin. So we're not just going to go lawless on them now. There is a process post declaring them Ir Hanidahat in order to kill the inhabitants of that city. We see two differences between the members of an Ir Hanidahat and the punishment of a regular idol worshiper. These are them. Ze homen ba yahidim me ba merubim. On the one hand, they're more stringent with individuals who worshipped Avodah Zarah than the whole community of an Ir Hanidahat who worshipped Avodah Zarah. Shayahidim baskila, lefichach mamonam palet. With individuals, they're put to death by stoning, which is considered to be a harsher form of execution. But the leniency when it comes to individuals is mamonam palet. Their property is spared. They received a harsher punishment of stoning, But when it comes to their property, it's not destroyed and it's passed on to their children or their inheritors. Uba mirubim besayif. When we're dealing with the masses, a ir hanidahat, they're put to death by sword, they're beheaded, which is a lighter form of punishment than the stoning. But lefichach mamonam aved, their property is destroyed. The manner of execution is lighter, but they're treated stricter when it comes to their property, and it's all destroyed. Hachamim tell us the reason is we treat the ir hanidahat a little bit lighter when it comes to this execution, because we say everyone around him was following a certain path. They were all idol worshippers, so even though he did something wrong, he was influenced by everyone around him, and he just went with the flow. So that's why we treat him in a more light way when it comes to the execution. He's killed by beheading, as opposed to sekilah for the individual. But when it comes to the money, this person, he got stuck in his nice home, and he got stuck in his place within the Inhanidahat. He stayed in that town because of financial needs. Probably he didn't want to abandon his house and his other possessions. So therefore we say that caused him this problem. And therefore we take away his possessions. We destroy all of his possessions.